Smugglers kill again, at least 12 dead in English Channel migrant boat disaster. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 3, 2024. At least 12 people, mostly women, have been killed in an unseaworthy boat attempting to gain access to the United Kingdom's southern border. The death toll of migrants attempting to break into Britain tragically rises again, as smugglers cram people into unseaworthy boats in return for considerable sums of money, a trade which has been described as appalling and callous. At least 12 people were killed when a rubber smugglers boat broke up in the English Channel on Tuesday. British broadcaster the BBC states 10 of those who died were women or girls, and 6 were minors. At least one of those women was pregnant. It is stated the migrants, who are apparently traveling to the United Kingdom as part of the vast smugglers trade in humans across Europe bidding to escape normal border controls, were primarily of Eritrean origin. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said of the terrible shipwreck that the provisional toll stood at 12 dead, 2 missing, and several injured. At least 19 people had already died in the English Channel earlier this year, and today's sinking may take the presumed number of deaths to 31. Meanwhile, over 21,000 people have crossed the Channel this year so far, an increase on the rate of 2023. Referring to a common French criticism of the United Kingdom, that it implicitly condones people smuggling by not tackling its shadow economy that employs illegal migrants, Darmanin said today, "We need a treaty, a migration treaty between the UK and the European Union. Because the people who go now are people from the core of Africa who want to go to the UK and they want to join their families and they actually work in conditions that would not be accepted in France. And so we really do need to work together to stop these things happening." Britain's new Labour government had promised, in the run-up to the election which it won earlier this year, that it would tackle the irregular migration problem by smashing the gangs. They came in for criticism this afternoon from former Conservative Home Secretary James Cleverly, who said just talking about it was not enough. An action had to be taken, a bold statement given the boat migrant problem started and flourished under the watch of his Tory government in the past decade. Rather than considering whether the United Kingdom is indeed a soft touch for migrant smuggler gangs, senior Labour figures blamed the poor quality of trafficker boats for the deaths. Newly installed Home Secretary Yvette Cooper said, "The gangs behind this appalling and callous trade in human lives have been cramming more and more people onto increasingly unseaworthy dinghies, and sending them out into the Channel even in very poor weather. They do not care about anything but the profits they make, and that is why, as well as mourning the awful loss of life, the work to dismantle these dangerous and criminal smuggler gangs and to strengthen border security is so vital and must proceed apace." Her government colleague, the Border Security and Asylum Minister, Dame Angela Eagle, also towed this line, adding, "The quality of boats is deteriorating, so these crossings are getting more and more dangerous as time goes on." Earlier deaths in the English Channel illustrate the inconceivably brutal business practices of the people smugglers, and the extreme danger they are willing to put the very vulnerable, including young children, in return for cash. As reported of the death of a young child this year who was crushed to death by migrants on a smuggler boat this year. 5 people were killed on board a migrant boat. Remarkably, it appears after dragging the bodies of the deceased from the craft, including the mortal remains of a 7-year-old girl, crushed to death by the other illegal migrants aboard, French police then allowed the boat to continue its journey to Britain. Far from fleeing a war zone, 7-year-old Sarah El-Hashimi's family had already been in Europe 14 years. Her father said he feared being deported back to Basra in Iraq, which the Swedish government says is safe. Ahmed El-Hashimi said he'd paid people smugglers to take his family to the United Kingdom by boat, but described how at the last minute the craft was suddenly rushed by a large group of men who jumped aboard, not caring they were crushing people to death. The Guardian report on the rush stated, "He begged those around him, including a young Sudanese man who had been among those to join the boat at the last moment, to move aside to let him grab his youngest child. I just wanted him to move so I could pull my baby up," Al-Hashimi said. He punched the man, but even that was ignored. "That time was like death itself," Al-Hashimi said. "We saw people dying. I saw how those men were behaving. They didn't care who they were stepping on, a child, or someone's head, young or old. People started to suffocate. I could not protect her. I will never forgive myself. but the sea was the only choice I had.